Louis C.K. is a dad, of course, in addition to being a comedian and actor. And he became a favorite of education activists last year when he spoke out about standardized testing on David Letterman. Listen.
They have to prepare for these tests for a long time. A lot of the year is about the tests.
Teaching for the test.
Teaching to the test, they call it, because they decided there's a new way kids should think, and we're going to prove they're thinking it by having them pass these tests, or we burn the school down. So...
Well, it seems that the White House, for one, was listening. Over the weekend, President Obama announced new recommendations aimed at reducing the amount of time that schools and kids spend on standardized testing.
Learning is about so much more than just filling in the right bubble. So we're going to work with states, school districts, teachers, and parents to make sure that we're not obsessing about testing.
Back in 2010, the Common Core Initiative created national standards for each grade throughout the country. Some touted the new reforms as forward-thinking and a step toward leveling the playing field in student achievement. But it's also drawn a lot of controversy and criticism from educators, teachers, parents, policymakers, who all say teachers now spend too much time teaching to the test. Beth Berkley teaches 7th grade language arts at James Martin Middle School in Charlotte, North Carolina. Beth, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Would you describe your typical day or maybe your typical week when it's testing time in the 7th grade there at James Martin Middle School?
Absolutely. So the state of North Carolina requires that each student take a test in each subject at the end of the year. It's called our end of grade testing in middle school. In high school, it's called the end of course test. So students have to take in middle school math, language arts, science, and social studies tests. For the math and language arts, we start testing at about 9:30, and we don't finish until about 2:30. So the students spend an absurd amount of time testing in the spring in math and language arts.
And how much time do you spend preparing them for that test?
We spend the entire year preparing them. So much of what we're required to do now is not only just to teach the content, but to teach them how to take a test. During that time, we really fail to prepare them for the biggest test of all, which is life. Instead, we're teaching them how to fill in, you know, Scantron sheet and how to eliminate answer choices, and not actually preparing them to be successful, you know, to go on to the workforce or to go on to college.
So does that mean that 7th grade language arts, which I guess we used to call English, I suppose,
yes,
is more like an LSAT or SAT prep course now than, you know, reading Huckleberry Finn or maybe getting your first taste of Shakespeare?
It depends on the classroom you go into. Because I do work at a Title I school, it is lower performing school according to our testing data. So we are forced to spend a lot of our time and resources finding ways to raise our test scores. So when I first started teaching here about 3.5 years ago, we did do a lot of novels, and we did do a lot of, reading and literature circles and reading things that the kids really enjoyed. And now, because our test scores have not shown a significant improvement, we're forced to kind of change the way we teach, and students spend time using a lot of computer programs that are aligned more to the test, rather than doing things in the classroom that they enjoy.
And what's your life like as a teacher? I mean, do you have the principal or the superintendent or the local testing czar, whoever that is, looking over your shoulder and saying, Berkey, you got to get those scores up, close up Huck Finn and get those scores up?
Thankfully, I've seen pretty good results on the tests, so I haven't had an experience like that. But I will say, in our whole staff meetings, it is pushed very hard. You know, they pull up the data on the board and we review it, and everything that we do is data driven. So even if it's not a standardized test, we are required to give interim assessments as well. And all of this data has to be scanned, and we have to review it with our administrators to figure out how we are going to push these kids that aren't performing on the state tests to pass.
Now, we should add, I mean, the White House has said this, they've made recommendations, but at this point, the president's recommendations don't have a great deal of say-so over what a local school district or even a state does. Beth Berkey, you're kind of an experiment of one, because you've taught at schools that don't have this kind of rigorous testing and don't really focus on it. So how has your life changed as a teacher going from that environment to the one that you're in now?
That's true. Yeah. When I taught in Pennsylvania, I taught ninth grade and they did not test at the time in ninth grade. And I do believe they are testing in every grade now, but I didn't give a single test or quiz all year during that time. And when I came down to North Carolina, I remember sitting in one of my first meetings working with all the seventh grade language arts teachers and working with our facilitators. And we were going over how to plan for the year and scheduling out all of our tests and scheduling all of our quizzes. And I remember actually saying out loud, well, when do we get to teach things that actually matter?
So what would you want to do with the extra time now? I mean, I envision you taking the White House's statement in your fist and marching down to the principal's office, you know, to get these changes made. What would you do with the extra time if these tests went away?
I like to spend a lot of time talking with students about real world issues. So one of my favorite units that we actually do is on diversity and stereotypes. And I really want my students to feel empowered and to feel like they can make a difference in this world. So I try to still do that as much as I can, you know, by choosing articles and short stories and with the freedom that I do have, choosing texts that do teach actual lessons that they can use in life. But definitely incorporating more of that into the classroom would be my first step.
Is there anything that's fallen by the wayside because you just don't have time because of the test? Is there a book or a unit that you'd love to do that you just haven't had time to do?
I feel like I haven't had time to do anything, honestly. You know, the statement that President Obama made was concerning standardized testing. But I think what we fail to realize is we spend so much time testing in general. It's not just, you know, the end of grade tests that students have to take. We have to give weekly quizzes. We have to give 6-week assessments. We have to give 9-week assessments. We have tests that students take 3 times throughout the year to measure their growth in reading and math. So it's not just the standardized test that's the issue, it's testing as a whole. That's become our sole means of measuring our students' growth is multiple choice tests.
Moves from the White House over the weekend to suggest a reduction in standardized testing in American schools. Beth Berkey teaches seventh grade language arts at James Martin Middle School in Charlotte, North Carolina. Beth Berkey, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.